of the 5,500 cars, half of them were doing over 40 kilometres per hour in a residential area that has no signs for 30, and then a quarter of them, so 1,300 cars in that week, were travelling over 50 kilometres an hour. So, you know, with numbers like that, you know, it's a matter of when something happens. And we collected this data, but what wasn't collected was there's a few pain points in Ashland. The top entrance, where vehicles are sort of entering quite fast now to avoid the traffic coming down the Gortley Hill and then leaving Ashland near the ATU. Anyone who's listening might know that it's a very, very narrow lane and it's currently two-way traffic. And when the weather's nice, it's grand, but when it's wet and dark in those winter months, it's becoming a real danger now.
Yeah.
Because we have more pedestrians from...
Yeah, is that road a public road, though? I presume it is a public road, right?
Yeah, well, when it was built, it was used for an exit, so it is, but the volume of traffic, it was never built for the volume of traffic.
Yeah.
And for the amount of people, you know, some of the stats that I just listed out there, it really shows that people are obviously trying to avoid traffic, and I understand that, but it's not safe. It currently isn't safe. We wanted to collect this data so we have actual metrics and data, but we also have our own stories. People who live there will tell you things, but that's not good enough because we need to have the real numbers to go back to the council and say, like, we need something done here.